Hello and welcome to Pray 365 with Just a Guy. So today, before we start our prayer, I wanted to read John 17, verses 20 through 23. It's Jesus is praying for us. He's praying for the believers that will come after his disciples, and as a result of his disciples preaching the word. So he's praying and he says, "My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory you gave me, that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them even as you loved me." So what struck me, it always strikes me that Jesus is praying for me and others who he had never, who were yet to come. But what also hit me was that I have given them the glory that you gave me. And that glory makes it so that we can be united with our brothers and sisters, that we can be united with Jesus as Jesus is united with God. The fact that we can be united with him is an amazing thing. But it's his glory that does that. His power, his strength. So, with that thought in mind, that we're united with him, let's go to God in prayer. Holy Father, thank you for today. Thank you for what's going to happen, what we're going to experience with you, how you're going to move in our lives and work with us, and that you, the creator of all, the one who deserves all praise, that we get to talk to you, we know you're involved in our lives, and that you love us. So, Father, I thank you for that. And it's so easy at times to forget what a miracle you've created in this world and in this life. But as my daughter told me as she returned from the mountains of Peru, your majesty, the sheer scope and size of what you created, is so hard to fathom when you're actually in it. And yet we are always in our normal day-to-day stuff, Father, and it's easy to forget who you are, the majesty and the power you have. So, Father, I pray that we wouldn't forget that. I pray I wouldn't forget that. And that I would remember you create it all, and it's more than just these walls of a condo or a house or an apartment building. It's more than just these streets we see every day. It's mountains that reach to the sky. It's lakes that are deeper than deep, bluer than blue. It's oceans that reach all around the world, all balanced in such a fine orchestration that we can survive, and not just survive, but thrive here. So, Lord God, thank you. Thank you for taking time to hear us, to hear me. Because again, you're the creator of all, and yet you hear me. So I praise you, Father, for that. And I come before you just seeking out your will for this day, saying, Lord, what do you want of us? What do you want of me? What can I do to add some praise, some glory, some benefit to you and your church? What can I do? And Lord, I lift up this day to you. I pray that I'd live a life that's worthy of you today. that Holy Spirit, you would guide me with my thoughts. You would guide my words. You would guide this prayer. But that I would walk in your ways, that I would listen to you. Turn when you say turn. Go straight when you say straight, go straight. And Father, I just pray for the relationship between us to be strengthened, that we would love you with our whole being, that we would know you on a more intimate level, so that we can love you with our whole being, our whole spirit, everything, Lord, and that we could love our neighbors, ourselves. And Father, I lift up our families to you. We love them so much. And so many have wonderful things happening in them. And they're blessed, truly. Their children are well. Their businesses are well. And their hearts are in a good place. And I just thank you for that. I praise you for that. For the restoration that has occurred in so many families. And Father, I pray for those who are struggling, who have illness in their families, who have heartache. I know cancer seems to be extremely prevalent right now. And people are facing life and death. And I just lift up those families who are struggling with their health, with their emotions, with their mental well-being. For nieces and nephews, sons and daughters, grandchildren, brothers and sisters and moms and dads, and just people we love. I pray, Father, for healing upon those family members who need it. That you, the great physician, that by your stripes we are healed, I pray for your healing upon them. And Father, I pray for those families that are struggling with conflict amongst themselves, where there seems to be loved ones at odds with each other. I pray for your peace to be upon them, for you, Holy Spirit, to guide them and touch them. Where there's anger, I pray it be replaced with love. And that the unity that is spoken of in your word would be prevalent throughout our families and with our loved ones. And lastly, Lord, I lift up this nation to you. In such a time of turmoil, I ask that you would be guiding us, that you would help us to know what to do. I lift up our presidential candidates, our Congress, and I lift up this nation that seems to be going in such a strange and wrong direction. Your word talks about the right being wrong and wrong being right, and that seems to be what's happening today. And I just pray for our leaders to turn their hearts and their minds back to you. I pray and ask that you would change those who need changing. But also let us rest in the knowledge that you're in charge. You have a game plan. We've read it. We know the end. So Lord, I just ask that we would also be willing to rest in the knowledge that you are in charge and in control. That we need to do what we need to do, but it's mostly on our knees to you, Father, just praying for the strength to do your will and to rest in you. So I lift up our nation. I pray for restoration. I pray for a revival across this land. But most of all, I pray for your will to be done. I pray that we would be able to accept it and rest in it. Holy Father, I'm so grateful for who you are and that you listen to us. Be with us this day, I pray, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks for joining me at Pray 365. I hope you have a great day.